T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Summer Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Once again from the kitchen, it is a good evening to you and how you be at 10:04 on a Monday evening right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Unit production manager, key grip choreographer and makeup man, Paulie Rosenberg. Paulie at 345 Hudson Street. And no, from the 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a three-hour Monday schmooze right up until JJ After Dark at 1 on your fan. New York City.
To stay safe from COVID-19, there's a new core four.
So we learned on Thursday evening the Mets had two members of the organization who tested positive for the coronavirus. So the Mets are now at 4 games that have been postponed through the weekend as the team and the league go through the more testing.
We'll obviously talk about the players on the field who are at the facility or any players that have specific injuries. But if someone's away from the field for a non-baseball related reason, we won't share any specific details about them.
All this is challenging, and I don't know if you could ever be totally prepared for all that 2020 has brought. You try each and every day to handle all that comes and try to be flexible, try to have that ability to adapt.
It's always about tomorrow, not the past. I mean, it's lovely to go and to look back, but I'm a person who looks forward. I'm more interested in what's going to happen next.
We do feel comfortable that the spread has not come from player to player or coach to coach. At this point, you know, our best guess is that it came from some outside spot.
But we're still standing.
Obviously, DJ and Glaber down now. Both guys are doing pretty well and encouraged where they're at.
But I already talked to Boone and said I'm ready to go, you know, whenever you need me. You know, hoping to be in right field every single game. So just looking forward first to getting through the games in Atlanta and then, you know, back home against the Mets.
Okay, then, if that's your decision, good luck to you moving forward.
Everyone getting very stressed out about the COVID is very interesting.
We're pleased that their symptoms have alleviated. Both ultimately did become symptomatic, but their symptoms have, for the most part, resolved.
You've been doing this for a long time or you're new at it. I don't know if there's anything that's necessarily prepared you for all this. Seems like he's doing a good job with that.
We can't be looking about what we don't have or what our challenges may be going forward. We got to think about what we do have and find ways to be competitive with the schedule that we're faced with.
All right, sounds good. Let's do this.
It was the lost weekend. We had games and people playing them all weekend long, but we really had no sports at all, not when the Yankees and the Metropolitans were waiting to pass go. Apparently, one Metropolitan and one staff member might have been dining in Miami on Mac and Sneeze. You know what they say, feed a cold, starve a fever, drink a Corona. So now, for the Metropolitans and the New York Yankees, it's going to be a 5-game set, as you know, with 2 on Friday, 1 on Saturday, 2 more on Sunday, with the makeup come September 3. And with 2 with Miami tomorrow. The Metropolitans will be playing 9 games in 6 days with only 3 days off after today. Nobody would be surprised if Guillaume starts the game, since you remember his sparkling 0.00 ERA for that one inning he worked closing out a blowout. We almost forgot. We were reminded this weekend how viral the virus continues to be, leaving us all in a virtual world since madness in March was presented in real time. We almost forgot. We almost forgot about number 19 in everybody's program, forgetting how it would turn us all into cardboard cutout fans. We almost forgot. Forgetting the pandemic and the panic it caused when we were pushing and rushing to hoard water and toilet paper when we needed soap to wash away what was considered normal, needing to keep those sanitized hands to ourselves and cover faces to keep number 19 from identifying us and us showing respect for everybody else within 6 degrees of separation. We almost forgot. But we were reminded this weekend when it hit home, not on Main Street, New York, but 41 Seaver Way, and not a single cardboard strap hanger was seen on the 7 train. Oh, sure, of course, this weekend was overflowing with games in the sandbox, sports all around us. The bubble bursting for the Brooklyn Nets, the Icelanders putting biscuits in the basket, and, of course, plenty to say about the Knickerbockers again behind the eight ball. There was more about Joe Judge than Aaron Judge, and unlike Paxton and Torres and LeMahieu and Stanton and Britton too, Judge will be ready, willing, and able tomorrow night in Atlanta, when, of course, we can resume debating whether Urshela should move to short with Andujar back at third. It was this lost weekend. And yes, we had games all around us, for sure. But no sports, none, not here, not when the Yankees and the Metropolitans were in pause. We saw James Harden be James Harden, scoring most of his points through 3 quarters, despairing in the 4th quarter, fouling out in overtime. We saw the Mark Cubans, and who needs Porzingis, not when you have the hitman Luka, who reminded me of Luca Brasi with all the shots he was hitting. We saw Mitchell and Murray, 50 for him and 50 for him. And Joel Embiid not happy in Philly, and you know about Brown being fired tonight. And Greg Popovich, he might leave the Alamo. And if the Nets had their way and had their say, he could be ending up in Brooklyn. It was this lost weekend. No Mets, no Yankees. That says to some of us, no sports, even with all the other games people were playing. It was the lost weekend, make no mistake. Ironic it is that the Metropolitans, not known for being so good defensively, would end up catching the virus. Both the one player and the one staff member were, well, they were, let's face it already, they were heard singing, "One is the Loneliest Number" together. It's official now. The Metropolitan Bullpen is now, from this moment forward, coming with a PG rating, with Lugo now at the beginning and Matz at the very end of the bullpen bench. A bullpen without anybody you can trust with your newborn. Here's a quick multiple choice. Who is Lugo replacing? Is it Matz, the Viking God, Stroman, P. Peterson, Waka. Here's a hint. There's no wrong answer. So we're going to be moving forward after the Yankees and the Say Hey Rays from last week. Moving ahead, we are now with the Metropolitans having as many 7-inning games coming up as 9, getting a chance to take a breath only between innings. And just thinking out loud, kids, children born in 2020 will be known as quarantines in 2033. Sorry for the pandemic. And apparently the NFL, a couple of other headlines that we'll get into over the next couple of hours. Apparently the NFL, using the same lab that saw the birth of Frankenstein, and who, by the way, also tested false positive, 77 of those. And, of course, Le'Veon Bell, he has had some advice for Sam Darnold. We'll get into that. And, of course, who didn't watch and who wasn't overwhelmed with joy? Who isn't as happy as can be? The Islanders taking on the Flyers tonight in Game 1, and with the 4-0 win. As Derek Coleman might say, whoop-dee-damn-doo. So, lots to say on a Monday night. So know this, know the 1-877-337-6666. We're just getting underway, he says with perfect English. We're just getting underway for the next 3 hours of a Monday schmooze, right up until JJ After Dark coming your way at 1, right here on your fan, New York City.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.